Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Defies logic what comes out of the White House sometimes. And no one knows that better than our friend Chanel Rione, who's the chief White House correspondent for One American News. Were you just gap-jawed listening to this, Chanel?
Mark, it's gap-jawed oftentimes every time the White House responds to any questions when it comes to free speech or anything that's coming out of Twitter these days. But that was a particularly just jaw-dropping moment. It was just incredible that they would pull out where did that come from? Where did that come from? In fact, all of the hate, actions that she listed are markedly down. The child sex exploitation that has been rampant on Twitter is down. You have all these lewd and awful things that have been happening on Twitter that are suddenly starting to disappear now that Twitter's operating with a modicum of transparency. So her response was absolute bull crap, and they know it. And it was a deflection. I was honestly expecting, Mark, for them to start responding and delineating Team Biden, campaign days Biden with, hey, we're the White House, we're the official side. The people that were listed in the Twitter files are not really the same people that are running the White House. But no, there was not even an attempt to dissect what was coming out of there. Because remember what these Twitter files ultimately reveal. At the end of the day, the bottom line, if you haven't been following, is government has been colluding, government officials and a political party and a political campaign were all colluding with Twitter and we suspect other social media outlets to silence conservative voices and silence any story that was bad for Joe Biden. I know this firsthand. I was putting out investigations like the Biden bribe tapes, where I had exclusive content for OAN, exclusive content from the Ukrainian Secret Service, over 9 hours of recorded telephone conversations between Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Poroshenko. And in those conversations, the bombshells like Joe Biden telling Poroshenko, hey, we need to take action and start moving things around before Trump comes into office because we don't need him to know what we're really up to. Conversations like that. And what happened? Team Biden, campaign Biden, sent their lapdogs after OAN to write hit pieces. There were hit pieces after hit pieces that were sent after us to try and deflect from that story. No doubt the Biden White House knows exactly their role, exactly their guilt, and they are floundering. I was shocked that she didn't have more preparation in terms of deflecting from this story. That was just such a facepalm, fall-on-your-face response.
I'm never surprised when she's not prepared. That's one thing that never surprises me. But I will say, Chanel, let's think back to when this story was breaking in September and October of 2020. It was not only Twitter that was suppressing the story. The Washington Post or the New York Post reported it. It was the mainstream media that refused to cover the story. And now, since the Twitter files have been released on Friday and we have the information out there, and even CBS News admits 785 days later that the laptop is real. I looked at a Media Research Center a poll that said there was 0 minutes of coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC of this story as of yesterday midday. On Monday, after a weekend of this story breaking, the networks had still not covered it.
Well, the positive news to that headline, Mark, is that Americans spend 0 minutes watching those networks because they are on the downside fast. But look, the problem here is that the media is quickly exposing themselves to be the arm of not just high-level Democrats, but an entire cabal, a cabal that has chosen to suppress the American voice and suppress American populism. And this is a cabal that's been around for a long time. This is a cabal that uses our intelligence agencies to their own advantage. This is a cabal that has brainstormed and created these pandemic lockdown plans as ways to control the population. Yeah. This goes and touches issues that go way beyond what we're talking about here in the weeds. And that is why they're so afraid of Musk. That is why they're so afraid of the Twitter files. That is why they're dismissing it as, quote, a PR stunt. Mark, when was the last time you saw emails between top-level executives colluding with the government and said, what a PR stunt?
Yeah.
It's such a half-hearted way to cover up their tracks, but it's the best they can do. It's an explosive story. We all know it. More is coming out. We know what we're going to find out now. Again, everything that's come out so far, it doesn't surprise us, actually. It doesn't surprise us. It simply affirms what places like, let me take New York Post and OAN have been reporting on since 2020. Remember, Giuliani handed that hard drive over to Miranda Devine at New York Post, and they published their story October 14. He handed us the hard drive right afterwards, within 48 hours. So we were the top two. You know, New York Post and OAN were the top two networks to get it, and we were immediately lambasted and censored for it because the FBI knew exactly what was on those hard drives. They've had this material since at least 2018, and they've been playing cover-up for the Biden family.
Wow. It sounds very much, Chanel, as if they had warned Twitter and some of these social media outlets, there may be something coming out. You should ignore it because it might be disinformation. And they do darn good and well what it was.
So that's the narrative that you also need to watch out for, especially in conservative circles who are starting to get a little confused about this. They're going to say, well, it wasn't government officials who were colluding with Twitter. It was just DNC people and Twitter executives. No. We know that Twitter executives were meeting on a weekly basis with FBI officials. And these FBI officials were taking preemptive action, flying down to San Francisco and trying to tell not just Twitter. We know they've been meeting with other executives. Those files haven't come out yet, Mark. We're waiting on those shoes to drop. But the FBI, our government, our tax-paid FBI, were meeting with Twitter to tell them, look, all the information that's going to be bad about the Biden family is going to be Russian propaganda. And they just repeated it like a broken toy, a broken record,
right,
saying, look, Russian propaganda, bad Biden story, Russian propaganda, bad Biden story, Russian propaganda. And so as a result, these Twitter files show these executives responding and saying, oh, these are hacked materials, bad on Biden, Russian propaganda. And of course, we know that was absolute nonsense. All of this was 100% correct and reflected a very corrupt and very, very shockingly compromised system.
Oh, it's amazing. Chanel Rione, my guest, chief White House correspondent for One American News. Even your son seems to understand this. I can hear him in the background. He's trying to give us some feedback, and the mainstream media doesn't get it.
Look, he's just telling me that he'll never be in the headlines like Hunter Biden.
So glad to hear that. Chanel, thank you for giving me some time this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, we'll talk soon. Chanel Rione there, a chief White House correspondent for One American News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.